demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, November 7th. We're back in the studio live.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. After a relaxing weekend, for the most part.
Yeah.
Did you get to rest a little bit?
I did. For the most part, yes. Yeah. I spent my weekend on the computer designing websites while watching Lifetime movies.
Wow.
How exciting is that?
That's very unusual for you,
Yeah. I took advantage of this restful weekend. I met up with some friends, but for the most part, finished designing a few clients' websites while watching Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
I love Lifetime.
Do you?
Yeah, this weekend must have been some kind of special, though, because every single movie had to do with bullying and abuse.
Oh,
so from kids beating each other up at school to relationship issues and a boyfriend beating up his, you know,
girlfriend. Like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that
if
stuff.
If you're a woman, yeah.
I love it. Anything exciting for you this weekend?
What did I do? I went to visit a dying man. That's
A dying man. Okay, I thought you said dead man.
No.
Why is he dying?
Well, he had a stroke, I guess. This is the grandfather of my kids.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So I went by.
So your father-in-law.
Yeah. Former father-in-law. But we were always very close, you know, and he's had Parkinson's and now he had a stroke and he's in a coma, you know. So it's very disturbing to watch someone in a coma, you know, because they're just like sleeping.
They're vegetables, right?
Yeah, they don't respond to you.
Wow, I've never had to see that, thank God. I mean, besides in movies, but
I can't
imagine. Very hurtful, especially if it's somebody you know,
have a relationship with. You know?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know, me too. But so that was part of the weekend, which was not a very happy one.
Yeah.
But I spent some time with the kids, which I always like. And I worked, you know, but there's not, I don't do much on the weekend. You know, I mean, when Sunday comes around, I just want to relax and have nothing to do, you
and
know?
You should.
Yeah.
You should. You've got, you know, Monday through Friday, you're working constantly.
Even Saturday.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the days you can.
Yeah, I do, you know. And, you know, we moved the clock back, so I had an hour extra of sleep.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm happy about that, though. I mean, it is truly dark outside at, like,
It really is.
It feels like 4 p.m.
Yeah. It's actually ridiculous. 5, but it will be 4:30 when the winter rolls around.
Yeah.
I know. I don't like that at all. I mean, yesterday, like, at 7 o'clock in the evening, I thought it was like 11 o'clock already. I was ready to hit the set.
The nice thing is, popping up in the morning, it's truly bright out and glowing. It makes
it
a little easier
for
to
me.
Get up. Yeah.
It really did. You know, I mean, I was already awake before the clock went off. So.
Yeah. I need to snap out of this bad habit, though. Seriously, I have a horrible habit of when I wake up, you know, I set my alarm for whatever time I have to be up, but I'll set it 10 minutes before that. So my alarm sets off, and then I know for sure I have 10 more minutes, you know? So I'll sleep for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like that 10 minutes is really going to do anything.
Yeah.
All it does is make it worse.
It
makes
does.
It harder to get up.
It does. But I do that over a 30-minute period.
No way.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
I know. So the clock goes off it goes off
seven times.
When you put it on the snooze, you know?
That's hysterical.
I know. So
it only makes it worse. I feel like if you just pop up at the first, you know, the first time it goes off.
But sometimes it's hard, you know. It's I find the act of getting out of bed in the morning to be the toughest thing I have to do all day.
Especially when it's colder out now, too. It's like, oh, the worst thing is getting up, you know, when it's cold out.
I know. And then I get into the shower and I can't get out because it's so nice and warm, you know, in the shower. So then I don't want to get out of there. And it's just a whole mess in the morning. Don't even ask me.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, it's actually, this is weird. I just realized I used to have this is probably too much information, but I used to every morning around like 5 a.m., like super early, when I didn't have to get up till 8, but every single morning I'd wake up and I have to go pee.
Really?
You know, so I'll like sleepwalk to the bathroom, go pee around 5 a.m., and then go back to bed. Mm-hmm. And it drove me nuts because the worst thing is getting out of bed to go pee. You have to get up. You know, you can't hold it. You're awake now. But I just realized that that recently stopped. I'm wondering if it's because I started working out. I got that gym membership.
Oh, you think so?
Well, maybe because like I'm sweating a lot there, and it's definitely affected maybe what's going on inside. But I haven't been waking up in the middle of the night to go pee.
Yeah,
nice.
Maybe you're getting better sleep, you know, from that.
Speaking of which, it's great. You really should join a gym.
I know. I've been thinking about it, man, you know.
I'm a month in. I feel great. I mean, I just feel great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I have a basic athletic body, you know, but I need to develop it more again.
Yeah.
You know, because I am getting older and everything, you know, and I want to still have, like, tight muscles and stuff, you know.
Right, right.
So I agree with you. It's just to get me to
just
go,
just to be
man.
Healthy, too. Not necessarily to change how you look specifically, but just to, you know, continue having a good stamina as you get older, too. Your bones, the density and everything.
Right.
You know, it's definitely recommended.
Yeah. I know, but the hell with that.
I know. The hell with being healthy. The whole
too
breakfast
much work.
Thing. I told you I was starting to eat breakfast in the morning now because I haven't. Well, here's my breakfast this morning. A bag of Skittles, everyone.
I heard you chewing on something. I thought you brought some breakfast.
Unbelievable.
Skittles.
Hey, at least I'm working out, right? The whole I can't get into the breakfast thing. Like, I cannot eat
hard,
early until, or I can't eat a lot early until like noon, and then I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not hungry at 8 in the morning or 9 or 10.
I know. And especially for me, it's like I drink coffee, and you definitely don't feel like eating after that.
Yeah.
So, but... Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I think breakfast is important.
It is.
It really is.
No, it
but
really
I don't
is.
Practice it. Yeah. In fact, there's a lot of things that are healthy that I don't do. we should start.
Shame on you.
Yeah. But, you know, otherwise it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, but we have nice weather now, and that's cool, you know, although I didn't get to enjoy
nice?
The rain.
Nice? This weekend was horrible.
Well, it was just rainy for a few minutes, and for you it's horrible. I love
freezing,
rain.
Freezing, though. It was freezing. It was so cold.
It was cold. It's very cold.
So cold.
We get like a cold front here, and it's like...
Of course, my folks back home in like Maryland and Pennsylvania, they're like dying for this weather.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to, you know, 40s, 30s. They're having, you know, snow too.
Right.
20s. God only knows. It's all foreign to me now because I'm so used to the LA weather.
Yeah, I know. And we've had 40s here at night, and that's very unusual, you know?
Yeah.
It's very cold for LA.
It is. Wow. So you heard Herman Cain, you know, the sexual harassment charges. Now there's a fourth woman making allegations against him.
Oh, fourth one
from
now?
Like from you know his behavior a decade ago.
Right.
Why don't you it just amazes me that they're coming out like when he's you know
right.
during the election, not you know not a decade ago when this happened.
Right.
So that makes me pissed off.
Yeah.
At the same time, have you seen Cain or yeah? Herman
I've seen him,
have you seen a picture of him?
Yes.
What is he thinking? He's not good looking at all. I mean,
it's not about that, you know.
I
it's
know.
About power.
Yeah, you're very right.
Yeah. It
you're
is about power,
right.
you know. And
but that's
have...
sad that it happens so often in politics. You know, I mean, like, I see that all the time happening with people that have money, like big money, just random rich people. Oh, man. I mean, people, you know, normal people, civilians, look at them like they're, you know, something, treat them differently in a way, or look at them in awe, look up to them.
Right.
Because of that money, it's a total power thing.
Yeah, and they take advantage of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do whatever it takes to get a piece of ass, and sometimes, you know, they get in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember when Tiger Woods came out with this, also a lot of women came out that didn't report before.
Right.
But I guess he didn't really do anything illegal, like
no, but
Cain
he cheated on his
did.
Wife.
Yeah.
So that's just unacceptable.
Yeah. But, you know, you can't really ask them why the girls didn't come out before, because he didn't really do anything illegal.
Right.
You know, but they did come out. So, yeah, I mean, every time, you know, somebody's in the limelight, then everybody's trying to ride their coattails, you know?
Yep, very true, very true.
So so there's a fourth woman now, right?
Yep, fourth woman.
Yeah, and I was reading the details, the reporter's end of story, you know? So we'll see if that's the end. That's the end for him, maybe, but... I don't think people are pleased with that.
No, not at all. You would just think somebody that's pursuing, especially politics.
Yeah.
I mean, would think think twice, you know, be a little more cautious.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What was he doing a decade ago?
Who knows? Pizza? Oh, no, yeah, the pizza thing.
Okay, then maybe a decade ago. That's the funny thing. So he didn't really have much power a decade ago when he was doing this anyway.
Well, he did with his employees, I'm sure, you know? Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive. I have a pizza place, a pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Want to get into my pizza?
But actually, he was the CEO of Grandfather Pizza, you know? I mean, it's not like he had just a pizza parlor. He was the CEO of the entire company.
Oh, well, that is a little impressive. Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, when there's people under you and you're in a position of power in business even, people take advantage of that, you know, and that's why there's a lot of sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yeah, so, very true. It's funny, the guy that I had dated, you know, a few months ago that owned a makeup company, it's funny, even with how he pursued me, he said he had to be very cautious because he says, you know, even in their huge office, like they actually have clear walls everywhere because, you know, when they bring in females and a lot of their employees are females or, you know, for castings and stuff like that, you know, all a female has to do is say something, you know, say that he hit her or he tried something for it to be, you know, to be a huge thing.
Right.
Or even with like pursuing someone like me that he was pursuing and dating, you know, all I have to do is say something. He didn't even have to do anything.
Right.
So he's very cautious. That's why they had clear walls everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can see everything. There's just,
yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
but that's the things. Those are the things you think about too when you have such a large amount of money. You know, what could possibly affect me to the point that I lose it all?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what could ruin my whole reputation?
That's true, and they could get a big chunk of what he has. You know.
It's true.
Yeah. So there's also a sex abuse cover-up, I guess, in Penn State. Have you heard of that? I guess two university officials were accused of failing to report suspected sexual abuse by a retired assistant football coach.
Huh.
And then misleading a grand jury about it. So they're not the ones that committed the crime, but they were covering up on it, for it, you know. So, yeah. So, and that's, I guess, a pretty shocking thing for them there. Because
so wait, what are they now saying? They're coming out with, like, the truth. They basically lied in court then? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
They lied just in court to help the guy?
Yeah.
Like, to his benefit. Wow.
Yeah.
So now what, I wonder?
So they're charged with perjury and cover-up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
I wonder, so what made them do this now all of a sudden? Come out about it?
Well, maybe because, well, they didn't really come out about it. It's probably a result of an investigation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
People are very
especially
stupid.
Especially in court. You just have to tell the exact truth. It's going to screw you over in the end anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to
find
out.
And who are they protecting? The university, you know, but they're putting their ass on the line. And I don't see the point, but I guess they thought they were smart. So there you go. You know, sometimes when you run a business or I guess a university in this case, you want to avoid all these scandals.
Right.
You know, so they try and cover up. But then the truth comes out and they're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
So they show them being arrested and everything. And that sucks for them, I guess.
Yeah, sure does. Yikes.
I know. So
where was this again?
This was in Penn State University.
Penn State, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Oh, my Steelers. I am so disappointed in you guys.
Did they lose yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was rough,
they
too.
They played Baltimore, right?
Yeah. This is the first time in, I think, 5 years or something crazy that, you know, Baltimore's finally won. First
really?
Time in five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't really watch it, but I saw glances of it, and I saw that the game was pretty close. I mean, it must have been a good game.
Yeah, at the end, it was Joe Flacco who, like literally last 8 seconds, I guess, touchdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so. That's what I heard. I didn't watch the, isn't that horrible? I didn't watch it, so I don't really know.
Yeah, let's talk about the game we didn't watch.
Yeah. So, but seriously, first time in 5 years that Baltimore is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Baltimore is now in like the running. They're the ones in the lead right now in the second half of the NFL.
Really?
Whereas, you know, it's all about consistency though. Apparently, you know, Ravens lost like their past few games they've lost have been against teams that have been horrible.
Yeah.
And they lost against those. And then all of a sudden they, you know, beat the Steelers. So to me, like, Ravens, they're inconsistent, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, they kicked butt. They just had a good day, you know? They got lucky.
Yeah.
Steelers, at least, were mildly consistent. I think we're doing fine.
Yeah, you're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm fine.
But they're not playing like a Super Bowl winner, are they? This season?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. Apparently now, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't even say because I'm gonna look like an idiot. I haven't paid that close enough attention.
I know. I'm totally not like it.
I don't even know why I bring it up. I just honestly, all I wanted to say was congrats, Ravens. Steelers, I'm a little disappointed, but you know, Ravens, yeah. Whatever.
So it was 23-20. I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last like 20 seconds.
So they were trailing the Ravens, and then they had a winning touchdown, right?
Yep. Wow. Kind of crazy, right? What a game. That's why I don't even watch them, though, because I get so stressed out.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know, that's something that will ruin my day.
Really?
Yeah, we're in the lead, and then all of a sudden, just in the last few seconds, the Ravens take it away. Oh, killer. That's killer.
Yeah. Well, Pittsburgh is third in their division with 6-3.
Who's above them?
Baltimore and Cincinnati, believe it or not. And those are shitty teams, right?
See, so we are definitely capable of getting, beating them.
Yeah, definitely not out of the running at all. In fact, there's a tie for first place with Cincinnati and Baltimore. So Pittsburgh is like, you know, they're 6-2 and Pittsburgh is 6-3.
I think we'll be fine again this year. I think we'll make it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, because just based on, like, Ravens been a little inconsistent and Cincinnati, I haven't really watched it all, so I don't know why.
Who watches this?
But I believe in the Steelers. I love them.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do it.
There you go. And so I guess some teams that are doing well are the Giants. Dallas sucks as always.
Patriots suck too. New England Patriots.
Really? Let's see. Where are they? New England. Well, they're there's a three-way tie for their division with the Jets and Buffalo.
Okay.
So yeah. Huh. So they're, in their division,
they're doing
okay, but not great, yeah.
Hmm.
And who else? Okay, well, who cares? I'm not that much into NFL anymore.
So I saw this little article, America's Most Innovative Cities, and it's the top six. But what would you guess of America's Most Innovative Cities? What would you think would be number one?
Like in Silicon Valley, one of those? You know, like near San Francisco.
Okay.
San Jose.
You're close. San Francisco Bay is number two.
Really?
But number one is Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I never would have guessed that. I mean, it's a great city, but the most innovative.
Really?
Yeah. So San Francisco Bay is number two. New York City is number three. Mm. I would have thought New York City would have been one or two at least. Then Seattle is number four. And then five is us.
Oh, really? Los Angeles. Only number five.
We're number five.
Yeah.
And then Philadelphia is number six. But when I think of, like, the most innovative cities, automatically the two that pop into my head, New York and L.A.
Really?
New York and L.A.
Yeah. But I guess maybe they're looking at technology.
The history, too. Yeah. You know, historic. Washington, D.C. is not in that top at all.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's because innovation today has a lot to do with technology, you know, and that's where the technology is centered. We're concentrated, you know, back east, I guess, you know, up there. And then... and then out here, Northern California.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting. That whole area fascinates me, Silicon Valley. I've never been. Yeah, well, I haven't either. I mean, the closest we both got was Oakland, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
oh, good old Oakland.
Yeah, but that's not quite where it is. But at the same time, I've been reading the Steve Jobs biography. And
it's
so fascinating. I can't even tell you. I didn't expect it to be that great because I've read a few books on him, you know, and I pretty much know the story and stuff. But this one really gets into everything. And you get to see he's not, you know, I mean, he's a genius, but he was by no means like necessarily an easy person to get along with.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And,
well, that doesn't come as a huge shocker, you know. Most successful people,
I'm
sure he was stubborn or who knows.
Yeah, he was very stubborn. But did you know that he sort of abandoned his daughter? Yeah, his first daughter, he was about 23 and his girlfriend got pregnant and decided to have the baby. But he was in constant denial the whole pregnancy.
Oh, no.
And then when she had him, he kept saying, well, it's probably somebody else's and all that. So,
which is devastating for the female, I'm sure.
It really
is. You're automatically saying you think I cheated on you, you know, that I'm a slut.
Yeah, exactly. And but then they compelled him to take a paternity test, and it turned out to be his daughter, Lisa. So he sort of abandoned her, you know. I mean, he wasn't in her life at all, And I guess that's one of the things he really regrets, you know, is doing that.
Yeah,
and,
it's very sad.
And then subsequently he had other kids, but I haven't gotten to that point yet in the book. And
but this girl's got to be very wealthy. I mean, you know, her
father. I'm sure they all are, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Hey, if you were there for me as a father, at least I'm taking care for the rest of my life,
yeah,
money-wise.
There you go. Yeah. I think that's the least you can ask for, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's a very fascinating book for anybody who's even remotely interested in that. A lot of great stories, you know, a lot of great technology stories, how the computers came about and all that. So.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it sounds neat. Where did he grow up? Yeah. Where is he from?
Palo Alto, California, which is Silicon Valley. That's.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize
born
he was
in that
born
area.
There.
Yeah. And he had that was his original parents, but then he got adopted right away after they had him. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're kind of saying, you know, maybe he felt abandoned and then he ended up abandoning his kids and
all
that. But
it does seem to be a popular repeat as far as, like, what you've been through, and that's, like, abuse. You know, a lot of people that were abused when they were younger, they tend to abuse their children then.
That's true, yeah.
Or, you know, like, you attract what you kind of, like, come from. If you were in a harassed, you know, a relationship that was you were being harassed, it's almost like, you know, every time... You attract that. So now when you date other people, it's like, it kind of is, it's just there.
Yeah.
Or it's like, most people I know that have been cheated on once, they haven't been cheated on once. Like, they're always being cheated on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even being cheated on is a repeated thing?
Yeah. Out that energy. I don't know. I mean, obviously this isn't with everyone, but I just know a lot of people who, you know, you either have never been cheated on, or if you have been, you've been cheated on 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They probably invite it somehow, you know?
Well, yeah, I think when you put that energy out, or, you know, when you, especially when you say something like, I don't know, like, when you tell that to the other girl, like, it automatically puts even more pressure on her not to, or him.
Yeah.
And then it's in their head. Whereas, like, initially, if it never was put in their head, they wouldn't even have thought twice about it.
Right.
But now that it's in their head, it's like, it's a deal. You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes it now a choice, you know, like they really are like, I can't do that. And the second you know you can't do that, it's like, I want to do that.
It's the same with cheaters, though. You know, on the other hand, you know, I guess a person that cheated once will, you know, is bound to cheat again.
Because,
yeah, you know, so...
Well, because I don't think cheaters, like, I don't think it's a big deal to them.
Right.
I think when people cheat, the people that do cheat, it's not, they don't look at it as cheating, and they just do it. It's kind of like they don't even think twice, and it's not a big deal to them.
Maybe they're able to rationalize it, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. There's no reason, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No big deal. I'll just have an affair. And,
Have sex with this person.
Yeah.
Even though I'm married. No big deal. My wife won't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, listen, I wanted to bring this up. You posted some really cool pictures on your profile there.
Okay. I already know.
You know what I'm
going to
talk about?
Yeah, well, go ahead and say
about
it
before. The see-through shirts?
Yes.
Yes.
Mildly see-through.
Yeah, well, you know, you can tell.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's very beautiful, yeah.
I
had to do a double take. I said, she's kind of conservative about this stuff, you know?
Well, no, that's the thing, though. Like, if it's art, for those listening and no clue what we're talking about, like, I do a lot of, you know, I'm an actor, but I do a lot of modeling, print work stuff. And the most recent photos that I shot, I was in some, like, I mean, it's a very mildly see-through shirt without a bra, though. So you can see kind of the shape of my boobs, and you can see kind of my, you know, the nipple outline.
Yeah, you can see it.
But very lightly, and very subtle.
Right.
And that's, like, to me, like, I'm not the type that would, it's all about what, I don't know, like, slutty is not good to me. I would never, like, popping a booty out kind of stuff. I'm not into that.
But, it doesn't look like slutty pictures.
Oh, it's not. I mean, I love art. I love classiness. I love stuff that's subtle but beautiful. And, like, to me, when I shoot stuff, I always pick a word.
Yeah.
Depending on the wardrobe, I'll pick a word and how I feel. And the word for this shoot, for me, was subtlety. And that's how I felt with my facial expression. That's how my body, and because I was slightly exposed, you know.
Yeah.
But to me, like, when I look at that, I just see beauty. Like, I see a feminine, and I don't mean me in particular, but any female that would have been in that wardrobe with, you know, just the outline of the boobs. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of other people do too. But I had to do a double take. I don't believe she posted.
There are many takes that you can look at in many ways, but yeah, I look at it as a very subtle, beautiful, artistic shot.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I have no problem with that at all. I just wanted to hear your take on it.
Yeah, I bet. Well, again, though, I'm like, I'm pro, like, the human body, or, you know, the beautiful female and showing, you know, flaunting yourself and stuff. But it's all in how you do it.
Yeah, I suppose,
you know?
Yeah.
It's all in how you do it. There is a big difference between sexy and slutty and sexy and classy and beautiful in art, you know?
That's true, yeah.
But also, guys are different, too. Like, guys love the slutty stuff. Popping that booty out, sticking the boobs
up. Not necessarily, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've given a lot to look at. So,
yeah. And it's got, like, a 70s kind of old school feel to it. And
yeah, the pants and stuff.
Very natural.
Kind of, yeah. So, very high heels, too, huh?
Yeah. And I boobs are great, aren't they? Boobies are great.
Oh, man. They're great.
I don't mean mine. I mean just boobs in general.
No,
like,
in
boobs
general.
Are beautiful.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, anyway.
Well, good for you. I think
that
takes some courage, so.
Does it really? See, like, I don't think twice about that stuff. Yeah, I don't think twice.
Wow.
But again, it depends on how you look at it. Like if I saw this and I thought, oh my God, that's a slutty picture of me. Right. Like to me, there are pictures of females just like in bikinis where you're completely covered to the boobs, completely covered to the butt, but that are just so tasteless and gross.
Yeah.
It's all about how you pose and your facial expression and the quality of the picture and the lighting. Like there are so many variables to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Was this one taken up on Mulholland or something?
No. In fact, I can't even remember where. It was somewhere in Torrance, but it's just the area. It was gorgeous. It's
really?
By water, but it's not on a beach.
Oh.
It was just, it's so beautiful and so quiet and peaceful and just great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Because it looks like on Mulholland Drive up here on the hills.
No, it definitely
it looks
wasn't
just
Mulholland
like
Drive.
That. Yeah.
Huh. Good
well,
location
that's cool.
though, right?
Yeah.
And even the squinty eyes, that's part of it, you know, like the sun. I mean, I'm all about I like telling a story. Anyway.
Well,
glad,
cool.
glad you like it.
That's a talent, you
Enough
know?
That you had to bring it up. The boobs.
Yeah. But no, those are beautiful pictures. Yeah. If anybody wants to see them, go to Stephanie's
my website.
Profile.
Star, yeah. You know, it's funny. A lot of people would think maybe I'm very hypocritical, you know, because of how I speak.
Right.
But I don't judge anything. It's for me, it's more of how I look at everything specifically.
Right.
Like there's a different, my opinion's different for everything.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, the mood has something to do with it also. You know, maybe sometimes you're just in the mood for sexiness and stuff like that. Sometimes
well, I love
not,
sexiness.
You know?
I love sexiness. It's just there are different types of sexy.
Okay.
You know? Depends on the wardrobe, too, you know? I mean, I'm fully clothed, you know?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Just minus a bra.
You are.
Semi-see-through.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Good.
I'm actually pretty in love with that series.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Well, now that everybody knows what your boobs look like, we can move on.
Yeah, you truly do.
Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of, though.
No, I'm proud of my boobs. Otherwise, I wouldn't have posted it.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
I just anyway, moving on. Moving on.
So in the box office, Puss in Boots, again... with $33 million for the
Holy
second weekend
cow.
In a row. I mean, it only dropped 3%. That's almost like unheard of, you know, from first to second week.
That is pretty crazy.
And Tower Heist only came in second, you know, with about 25.
Okay.
Yeah, $25 million. So, but it cost $85
to me. Wow. I have no desire to see Puss in Boots, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're not into the animated movies, you said,
well,
right?
Well, not really, but I caught a glimpse of Rio this past weekend.
Yeah.
The one that's like all birds and stuff.
Yeah, no, we saw it. We loved it.
I
you didn't
loved
like it,
too.
Did
no,
you?
I did. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So it just depends. But for, like, Puss in Boots does not seem like, I'm just not into it. I'm not... into it.
Yeah. Did you see Shrek at all? Or
No. Well, no, I mean, I saw bits and pieces. I couldn't get into that one either.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I only saw the first one. The other two...
That's definitely like for adults too. Like when I think of an animation and when I watch one, I want to be totally brought back into my childhood. So like Rio, for example, is very like the message was so simple and you had birds talking and I don't know. Whereas Shrek, I mean, it's, you know, there are different creatures and it's funky, but... It's more adult.
Yeah.
Kids
yeah.
loved it too, but it's definitely adult friendly.
Yeah, yeah. But didn't you love how Jesse Eisenberg did the bird? I mean, he was
yeah.
like amazing.
It took
huh?
me a while to realize. I didn't realize it was
him,
Jesse
yeah.
Eisenberg.
And he did a great job, I thought.
And Anne Hathaway too.
Is
in it. Oh yeah, he did great. I have the biggest crush on Jesse Eisenberg.
Really?
Oh god.
Yeah, because you like the nerds and stuff, right?
Oh yeah, I love the nerds. Yeah. And ever since, I mean, especially The Social Network. But before that, like I followed him. So you know, I did not follow. I sound like a stalker. I followed him
his
since
career,
he was 2 years old. Yeah. I've seen a lot of his movies.
Oh really? I thought Social Network was his first.
Oh god, no. He's done tons.
Really?
Tons of movies.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but they're more like not huge. Like Social Network was definitely the one that truly made people
yeah,
know who he
like
was.
Like his breakout role.
But he's done a lot, ton of big movies, but they weren't, you know, huge that were, you know, in the theaters big time with his face on the cover.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But he's just great. He's got like kind of just a very good look and very down to earth and nerdy. I like the nerds.
Yeah, I know.
I
mean, his acting is amazing. You know, he acts like a nerd too. You know, he's not just
yeah.
a nerd. He acts like one too.
Yeah, he is one. He is one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, is he married?
I don't think so. He seems no. kind of young still.
Yeah, know? He's pretty young, 83. So he's what, 28 yeah. about?
23. Yeah.
No, 83, 1983.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry, 33.
83, 93, 2003. Yeah, he's like 28.
No, no, 28. What am I saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, so
smoking
much for
crack.
My math. Yeah,
I'm
so
just
much
kidding.
For my math.
I'm not good at math either. Yeah. Ew, I have an interesting story.
Yeah.
Ew, actually. So I went to see a doctor this past weekend just, you know, to get my regular checkup. I used to have such a bad habit of, you know, going just to get like... This is too much information for everyone, but pap smear, for example.
Right.
Because I mentioned this last week, and then I just realized I should probably get one soon, you know, just to, you know,
yeah.
make sure I'm healthy. Which I know I am, but, you know, you better safe than sorry.
Right.
Anyway, though, so it was a new doctor, and it was a guy, of course, that's, like, checking down there. And it was a young guy. And,
really?
You know, no offense, but, like... I automatically, if it's a younger guy checking down there, like, it was so uncomfortable for
really?
Me. Yeah, I mean,
wow.
It's either, you know, usually it's like either a female or an older
man.
Guy.
Right.
So to have a younger man uh-huh. checking down there, it just felt so awkward to me.
Really?
So when he's down there, I'm just like, so, why are you, what made you get into this, you know, business? Trying to make talk. I kind of felt it, you know, and I wasn't, obviously, but I felt just violated and
really?
Kind of
yeah.
just gross.
It's such a vulnerable position that you have to sit in, too, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of spread, spread yourself open and have a man poke in there, you know?
It's oh, like, my God.
I know. I don't know how you can do it.
Oh, it was so weird. So weird. It is odd when you think about it because, you know, this is his profession. This is what he does.
Right.
And only because, you know, an older man has the same thoughts that he would have in a way. You know, like they're right. both, they both have the same mindset, I'm sure. But knowing that it's an older man, you know, that I wouldn't have been attracted to versus like, you know, a 30-year-old semi-attractive dude, you know, I'm like, shit.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't imagine that they look at that as sexy, you know. I don't know what happens in their personal lives, but I think after seeing so much of it, especially like, you know, not everybody's like you. There's a lot of like older women, wrinkled, stinky, whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
that are his patients too, I'm sure. So after a while, and like I told you, you know, when you see a birth, man, you're not looking at it the same way again.
I never, oh yeah, yeah, the birth.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way, though. These guys, like... That's why I don't get, like, why do you get in, I don't know.
Yeah.
They have to look at vaginas of all sorts.
I know, and the thing about it, think also,
and
I
you
mean,
can't
they mostly look inside, not outside, you know, and it's not a pleasant
inside, yes.
view, you
well,
know.
Well, inside's semi, I mean, that's a little different, you know,
yeah.
you're not truly inside, you know, you're seeing it on a monitor. And,
right.
But I'm just saying, like, the exterior of your vagina, you know, like, they have seen thousands of vaginas, thousands.
Yeah. yeah.
I would, you know... What about, like, dating a guy like that, you know, dating
yeah.
somebody that did this for a living? Or even, like, the wife. Wouldn't they feel awkward about that? Like, my husband looks at vaginas all day.
Yeah, but he's a doctor. I guess they don't look at it that way, you know?
I know, but still.
I mean, look, any doctor sees people naked, you know? It's just maybe not in that position, But they do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of the doctors? You know, I mean, when I go to the doctor and he sticks his finger up my ass,
ew!
That's a terrible, terrible thing, you know? But they do that all the time. And I go to him and said, you went to school all these years to look at people's assholes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. It is pretty awkward.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, being a doctor, it's not the same. I don't know. Maybe originally they went into gynecology to be able to see naked women. But I can't imagine, you know.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's so awkward. Just the more I think about it, the more I'm like, ew.
I know.
Never even thought about that, though. Obviously, these doctors are seeing vaginas of all ages,
right,
too. Like, what does that look like? What does a 90-year-old's vagina look like?
Yeah.
I want to know. No, I truly want to know.
Why?
I'm curious of what I'll look like if I am fortunate enough to
probably
live.
Very wrinkled and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it sag? I don't know. Like, would it
sag? I don't know. I've never seen one.
Right.
Not that old, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. I did want to say something related to that. Now I forgot. God damn it.
Okay, pap smear, doctors seeing vagina.
Oh, doctors, yeah. the last time I went, my regular doctor wasn't there, so I got a female doctor.
Okay.
And she penetrated my ass with her finger.
See, so how did you feel about that? Because it was a female.
Yeah, you feel so friggin' violated.
You do. But even like I would, as a man, I think I'd feel more awkward with another dude putting his finger up my ass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I do. But with a woman, I think it's even harder because, you know what? It's like with a guy, you sort of like, it's sort of like a buddy thing, you know, and, you know, it's like, okay, just go ahead. You can joke about it. But with a woman, you know, it's sort of like very awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's heavy. That's, yeah. Well, it's the exact same as me. Like with a guy, you know, a young dude.
Yeah. I know.
Going into my uterus. Oh, God. Checking it out. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Oh, wow, awkward. Man, that's funny.
Oh, gosh. So uncomfortable.
So, in other news, Lindsay Lohan went into jail and stayed there exactly 4 hours.
Oh, God. This is, honestly,
isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that ridiculous? They sentenced her to 30 days in jail. And she left after 4 days because there's like overpopulated jails. So nonviolent offenders are routinely sent home after serving only a fraction of their sentence.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, how many times? She's never been in jail more than a day, I don't think.
Oh, gosh, no. I don't think she's been in jail for more than like 6 hours. Or I don't know. I think maybe the biggest sentence was like 12 hours. And she was supposed to do like 30 days.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, I mean, heavy duty.
Right.
It's pathetic, honestly.
It really is, you know. And they're saying that if she slips again, she could get an additional 270 days in jail.
Oh, brother.
And, that's like 9 months, you know. But they're saying she could be released early for that, too.
Of course she is.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
how early?
Nine months means one day for Lindsay Lohan. One full day.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous, though?
It is. Well, you would think also, like, I mean, are we not learning? She is not changing. She's not, you know, doing any good to herself.
They're enabling her, if anything else, you know?
Yeah.
They're just letting her get away with it.
And, you know, it's like, what drags somebody to become like this? I mean, she's just worthless. She has no... And, you know, you think about it, though, ever since she was in the entertainment, and she became successful at a very young age.
Right.
She never had to take care of herself. I mean, even, like, going... She always had a driver, you know?
And, right.
I mean, she has always been somebody that just, you know, had other people doing everything for her.
Right.
So it's almost like she is like this little baby that's just useless and knows nothing.
That's true,
But at the same time, like, how stupid can you be? It's common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, is she doing drugs and stuff? And
I don't know. I don't know about the drinking and stuff. I know she has to go through to do drug tests, but I don't know about what happened lately about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to feel bad for her, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, the whole thing. I mean, I'm waiting for the day I wake up and I hear that she's died.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's just been, this is insane.
I know. I don't know why people are so crazy about her. Maybe because of her behavior, maybe because of these things, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's very pretty at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, she's got a nice body, but she's not very pretty.
Well, I don't think she is anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, she was gorgeous, you know, cute, very cute, pretty young girl.
Yeah, when she was a young girl. But now, you know, I don't think she's anything special. Like if you put her next to Britney, I'd take Britney any day, you know?
Yeah.
She's just more slutty, you know?
Who's more slutty?
Britney, no?
Oh, so you take Britney Spears over Lindsay because she's more slutty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good to
she's
know.
She's more attractive in my book, too, you know? Okay. I don't know. But it's a question of taste, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a question of taste.
Yeah.
I've always thought Lindsay Lohan was gorgeous, but, you know, she's definitely become pretty, I mean, just kind of nasty because of all the drugs and the partying, everything she's done. You know, it's really made her age and just look unhappy and sad, honestly. Sad.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine she'd be very happy going through what she's going through.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, too. Liquor truly affects you, depending on how much you drink. Mm-hmm. Or even smoking cigarettes. It really ages you.
Mm.
I can look at somebody and usually know if they're a heavy smoker.
Really?
Just by looking at their face.
Can you tell that I am?
Because they start to... Are you?
I am.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so well, you look old, Sam.
You look great.
Thank you. No, I think I look pretty good for my age. But you're right about cigarettes. They do that to you. You know, anything that you do in excess will fuck you up.
Right, no. Right. And also, it depends on your nationality also, though. You know, like, white people age way worse than, like, Asians, for example. An Asian person that smokes every day compared to a white chick, you know, that's smoking every day. Totally different story, you know?
I know. They seem
our
like
blood
not
is different.
To age.
Our genes are different. Yeah.
Yeah.
But white people in particular, like, the cigarettes, smoking constantly, like, your skin wrinkles in almost a different way. You can tell. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Do you get any, like, face stuff done? Be honest.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No.
No, I'm serious.
No.
Because I'm shocked. I'm looking. Your forehead's like smoother than smooth. You don't get anything like Botox or anything?
No, come on.
Come on, what? We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
here.
But I'm against those things. I don't like boob jobs. I don't like plastic surgery on your face. It's just I don't think it looks right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
if
but
anything,
there are other things you can do to your face, though, that aren't technically plastic surgery that just kind of, you know, smooth out the surface of your forehead and stuff
I wouldn't do that. These are all shortcuts, you know. I was thinking if I did anything to my face, it'd just be like my chin here, you know, like, because it starts dropping when you get older, you know, like under your chin and stuff, you know. Not a second chin, but still, you know, I mean.
Right. No, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, go like that, you know, and that would be better. But I ain't doing that, man. No.
It's so funny, though, because, like, you know, it is truly this city where this is so normal, you know. Like, people are getting this stuff done left and right. Anywhere else, like, I mean, in Maryland when I go home or Pennsylvania, like, it's so foreign. Like, my family, my relatives and friends, this is not something they would ever consider.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. I know. It's just here because there's so much competition. You know, you have a concentration of beautiful people in this town, and everybody wants to stand out. You know, otherwise you just get lost in the crowd.
Yeah, but I think no matter what, you get lost in the crowd. I mean, there are so many beautiful people. It doesn't make a difference. I think it's the personality. People that get plastic surgery, there's a personality type also. You know, that's a personality type.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
And they definitely care a lot about their looks.
Right.
And I care too, but, you know, there's a more down-to-earth way of being attractive. And
yeah, you know, I mean, with the surgery, it's like you can always tell when people had work done.
You know it's
and
been done.
And what I find the most ridiculous is the collagen in the lips, you know, I mean... they look like somebody punched them in the mouth, you know?
I don't get it.
And I don't see why they get that. They look so ridiculous with it. And, you know, and often pretty women who don't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so they look ridiculous. Also, facelifts look ridiculous, I think, on people. You know, and you can tell they don't look the same anymore.
Oh, the cheeks, too. Cheeks are horrible. Yeah, what's that? Oh, I'm trying to think of that lady's name. She did Dancing with the Stars. That Lisa, I think her name's Lisa something.
Mm.
I don't know. She was on soaps for years. Anyway, she looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people.
Oh, Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Yeah. You know that her shop is down the street here?
No. What kind of shop?
A boutique. A women's boutique. And it's she's got some great clothes and stuff.
Cool.
And but they had a reality show on her and her husband, and during that time she actually went and had her lips redone, so she looks a lot better now.
Good.
Yeah, because the doctor told her, whoever did this to you screwed up, you know.
They were outrageous.
Yeah, I know. And that's all you can see when you talk to that person, you know.
Yeah.
It's all that stands out so much, you know, is the lips.
I just think, you know, when you go to get plastic surgery, the goal is still, you know, to look, you know, to. You become more youthful, but in the most natural way possible. Like,
yeah.
Who wants to be looked at and known for, you know, like, who wants to be looked at and, like, and have people know that they got plastic surgery, right?
Right, yeah.
You don't want it obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And but it is always obvious, I think, you know?
Yeah, it's very hard not to.
Boob jobs, you can tell. And
well, boobs, there's no way of, like, yeah, I mean, they're harder and, like.
Yeah, but even if you don't touch them, I think. You know, like,
isn't it obvious?
Under clothes, it's probably the hardest to figure it out. When they're bare, you can tell right away, I think. But for the most part, I can spot them, you know.
Oh, for sure.
And so many women in this town have them. And sometimes women that don't really need it, you know, I don't understand that. I know that guys like any size boobs. It doesn't really matter. And most guys that I talk to would rather have natural boobs to deal with, you know, mm-hmm. so. Or to play with.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah. Most people I hear from, it's all about real boobs.
Yeah.
But, of course, a nice set of fake boobs, they're going to like, too. Whatever.
I guess, yeah. I wonder, though,
like, when you get boob jobs, obviously, you lose the feeling, right? I mean, you can't get turned on by your boobs, can you?
I don't know. They say that they still get sensation there. So
really?
I don't know. I can't imagine they would give up the sensation
to
have a boob job. Do you?
Well, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Females, if you're born flat-chested all your life and you're dying for boobs, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
For them, it's the look. And
I mean, for someone who's very flat, yes, you can understand that, you know. But many chicks are like B-size bra, and they still will get a
C.
Yeah, C, D, you know. They like.
It's
they
really
go crazy
important
with
to
it.
Them. I mean, it is. Yes. Like, it is really important to some people. But here's a weird little fact about me. Like, uh-huh. My boobs are 100% real.
Yeah.
I don't get pleasure out of my boobs. Like,
really? Not
yeah,
at
there
all,
is.
Huh?
No, I don't get turned on at all. You can do whatever you want with my. It just does not turn me on.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like my boobs don't, so I might as well have fakies.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because most girls do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but we'll have to figure it out.
I'm a man. Nah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is that
No, I mean, look, everybody's body is different. What can I tell you? You know,
yeah.
Some people prefer different things.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm touching my boob. I'm like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing a guy can do to my boobs.
Wow.
That can turn me
That's
on and get me.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that kind of sucks, though. Do you let them know in advance?
Well, no, not who cares,
yeah,
right?
Just, I mean, exactly. Let him enjoy himself. You know?
Right. Well, because it's not that it feels bad. It's just I'm not getting anything out of it.
Right.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
It's just you're on my boob, whatever.
No tingling, no anything.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Oh, it's so weird, I guess. I didn't realize it was that weird until you're like, no, I've never met a girl that's like that.
Well, no, I'm sure there are. You know, I just.
Yeah.
I mean, I've noticed that women have different kind of sensation in their different kind of feeling. You know,
sure.
So some have more than others, but not at all. Yeah, I don't know.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, I normally don't tell people, but unless like a guy is like literally heavy duty on my boob,
yeah,
you know, it's like,
he's like, why aren't you responding?
Like, dude, you can let's just go somewhere else with this, because it's not happening. Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. Well, maybe you don't view him as such a sexual thing. Maybe you're comfortable. In that shoot, you know, like showing them off and stuff like that, because maybe you don't view them as such a sexual thing.
I don't know. I'm kind of honestly, I'm like nervous now about these pictures I posted.
Why?
Because you made
it. Because I brought it up. But
is that a big deal?
I don't think so.
I was
so
worried
at all.
Though, like, because a lot of people look at things differently, and even
right.
like maybe relatives, for example, you know?
Right.
Oh my God, Stephanie's like showing her boobs, you know?
Yeah.
And but it's to me, it's like true art.
It is. And you know what struck me the most, though, is that you have a lot of comments there. Nobody made one comment about it.
And there you go. And that says it all.
Don't know. I think they just didn't want to come out and say it, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my sister made a joke on the profile picture just saying, hey, beautiful, beautiful picture, but I think you forgot something.
Oh, really?
Forgot my bra. I don't think so, because most of my friends are very they're artists.
They're
so
honest,
to them,
too.
It's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not a big deal in a way. It's art. It's
not a big deal. Look, it's not a big deal. I just thought that, you know, I view you sort of like conservative in that way. And
I am a conservative person. But again, like if you met, for example, Kate Winslet,
right.
you know, Kate Winslet, Oscar-winning actress, She's a conservative person. She's a very talented person. But no matter how conservative you are, if you're an artist, I'm open-minded. Like, I'm conservative, but I'm very open to things.
Yeah.
And Kate Winslet's butt naked in over
Titanic.
Over half of her movies.
Oh, really?
She appears butt naked.
Wow.
Over half them.
Wow.
In fact, if you haven't seen this movie, The Reader, from a year and a half, 2 years ago maybe, my favorite.
Really?
You have to see The Reader.
Wow.
But so that's how
that's with her, right?
Yeah, she's in it. Oh, it is amazing.
Oh, well, I'll check it out for sure.
So.
Yeah. All right, well, we are out of time. We still have a lot to talk about. We haven't talked about half the things I noted here.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay. That's
tomorrow.
Better than not have anything to talk about.
Exactly.
So, thank you, Stephanie.
Thank
you, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You've been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.